Position 7 with the ramblings and recordings and rantings and ravings. This time pre-work. Well, it's always the same thing. It's always the start of the day, so to speak. But today is a bit different because I work a different shift, so I work actually the night shift. Or I guess like the afternoon to late night shift, which is a different experience, which is more solitary, which is more kind of what I like, but it's still the same. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? It's not even necessarily about liking the solitude, because you know what I find? I find that when in different experiences, let's say you have a set of experiences that starts and ends at a certain time frame. So let's say it starts in February and ends in September. And there's various characters and so on and so forth within this stretch of time. And I'm not saying anything revolutionary here. I'm just trying to point out the obvious. The characters that come in and out in that stretch of time, in a block of time. It's like I always, you know, like time is interesting, you know, like I see something online that's like 2018 was shit. And then like people are like, oh, well, for me it was 2015 to 2018. And I'm like, or it's 2016, sorry. The original one was 2018. Everybody has their different little worst years in the context of their age span, so on. And I don't know, I guess I've gone off topic totally now, but or on a tangent, but if I was to even really rank years, like how do you rank? I wonder if the ranking of years is something that like people below a certain age range do a lot more. Like I've never really heard a much older person say like, oh, the worst year of my life is this, or maybe I'm just overlooking things. Usually older people will say this period of my life was rough, not so much the year, but I don't know, that could be bullshit. Feel free to correct me on that. Now let's try and get back on track. Yeah, the characters that enter and emerge and reemerge and disappear, and like I was saying, like disappearances and, you know, the emerging of certain figures or themes or characters, or even the way you just perceive something, even the way you just perceive the experience. Like I'm saying with this whole, for those of you listening who've been through the withdrawal of something, if you've gone through a few of them, you know, you mentally know what to expect, but it doesn't change how it physically feels at the time. Like you can prepare for it with the water by the bed, with the vitamin C, with the orange juice, with the vomit bag, the stereotypical vomit bag, with the closing of the curtains so you don't look outside, you don't want to see the outside world, staying in the dark, putting on the ambient music, the down-tempo chill beats, or whatever it is. And then in the end, it's like you still gotta go through the physical part of it. And who knows, clearly you don't have too many. I guess the human body is resilient and can withstand a certain amount of wear and tear, I guess you would call it, damage, so to speak. It's kind of like when you sit in those like those meetings, like the AA meetings, and it's like you see like you coming out of your stretch of time drinking, and then you see like someone with like 40 years sobriety, or someone who's been an alcoholic for 40 years. It's like, wow, people are still standing. That's one of those things that I think, that's like one of those themes that I maybe I've never really explored or verbalized or articulated in a certain way. It's like people are still standing in spite of all of these other factors, you know, in spite of all of these things that, you know, can wipe out. Or let me rephrase that. In spite of circumstances that could be quote unquote the end for some people, others are still standing. You know, resilience and grit and so on. It's like when I was narrating those, it's like I made a point to narrate all of those, like, okay, what do mental health organizations say about all of these various illnesses and conditions? Let me narrate the literature, and when they come up with the resilience and grit, and you read it, and it's kind of like very, like, I don't know, it's very academic, you know what I mean? And like, I don't really relate to this personally. Like, you relate to it, but the way that they convey the message is so academic. Like, there's a reason why academia is in one sphere and then everything else is in another sphere, you know what I mean? Anyway, that was a tangent. I'm trying to get back in the flow of the daily recording. All right, thanks for listening, folks. Peace.